Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We're live on the stream. Jay Foreman, DP, Old School. Royals are live on radio. We are continuing our great discussion today where you're discussing betting, gambling, Jerry Curls, Jerry Curl Hall of Fame. One thing that we're going to talk about right now is the NBA Finals. Obviously, it's the Dallas Mavericks and the Boston Celtics. I think an interesting fact, everybody talked about tanking. You know, you tank and everybody thinks that it, you know, the word rigged and everything like that as far as the lottery. Everybody knew it was a foregone conclusion that Wemby was going to end up in San Antonio because it's a great place for him to start his career. They have hit it out of the park with Dave Robinson and Tim Duncan, and also Tony Parker and a plethora of Ginobili players from overseas. But one of the interesting tidbit was just last year, right? Austin, correct me if I'm wrong. Was it 2 years ago or last year that Dallas tanked? They tanked so they didn't have to play in the play-in game, which they got fined for $750,000.
Oh, yeah, that was 2 years ago.
Yeah, two years ago.
Yep.
2 years ago on Welcome to Slovenia night was essentially the icing on the cake for the NBA, which essentially a night to highlight Luka. To satisfy fans on that night, Luka played one quarter. So they got to see their hero. He played a quarter. He reluctantly, to his credit, sat out, which then Dallas obviously lost the game, which eliminated them from the 10th place, 9th and 10th place game in the play-in game. Essentially, they tanked to get the pick. To get, drumroll, Austin, who?
Derek Lively.
Derek Lively from Duke, who has been a huge part of their second half surge defensively, second, obviously, playoff run. And really, to be honest with you, after the Timberwolves had obviously with the events yesterday, where they did have a little bit of lifeline on the gurney or whatever, Derek Lively came back in Minneapolis and shut the door. With his energy, his defense is rim-to-rim running, inside presence, physicality, and he brings a different attitude to the team opposite of Kyrie and Luka. And so I just think it's interesting where you have to weigh it. I wanted to ask you guys your opinion, you know, from an ownership standpoint. It's $750,000. I don't care if you're billionaire or not. That's essentially a lot of money, no matter what. And I know it's the team paying it. Right. So they have great fan bases. So the fans are paying it or whoever. Is at what number, I guess, whether you're tanking or they say you're kind of roundabout way of cheating. People tank all the time. They tank in football, too. They just hire the wrong coaches. That's tanking before you even get on the field. Is it worth it? Is the trade off worth it? Dallas, I think Cuban, and even though Cuban sold his majority of stake, and he's still the guy that runs the show, I would like to think that he thinks that's a good fine. That's the juice is worth the squeeze.
I'm just not a fan of tanking. Like, I'm never.
I'm not either. I'm just
like,
saying.
I don't know. All of that says that I just don't know how to win. I can't do my job. Like, whether it's as an administrator, I don't know how to draft. I don't know how to run a company. As a coach, I can't get the job done. Mm-hmm. As a player, I'm not good enough. Everything about it says, no, I don't want any part of any of it. Like, right. I would rather pay too much than pay fines to do less.
Yeah.
Better. Like, that's a weird place to be in.
We know about AAA, Triple X, a lot of other triple letters. Triple H, right? Triple F, flags fly forever. So hang that banner. Yeah. It's worth it. Like, you know, even if it's gummy, even if it feels backwards and bad, they had to get lucky, you know, to get Lively that he fell to them. They had to get lucky to, you know, make the trades they were able to some degree, right? They weren't guaranteed to get there, just like the Cubs weren't guaranteed to get there. The Astros weren't guaranteed to get there. The Baltimore Orioles weren't guaranteed to go to the top of the American League East, despite blatantly and brazenly tanking for 5 years. But man, $750,000 for a championship ring, if that's the price, yeah, I'm doing that every year.
Well, but that's not why you're getting the championship ring. It's not. Like, you still have to fix
everything else.
Everything. Yeah.
Which is why I'm saying
everything else.
It's helps.
A
part.
It helps. It's a piece, like a puzzle piece, getting Tim Duncan. Well, wait a minute. You also tank for David Robinson. You double tank to get the thing. And then, oh, by the way, Sean Elliott was year three. So, oh, and then comes Tony Parker and Manu Ginobili. Like, it really? Like, that's what we're doing? Like, it's kind of lame that we can't get the job done. But in this era of transfer portal, and it's the same things we talk about. Okay, you could have the transfer portal and NIL and all the money and all the resources, and if you still stink at what you're supposed to do, man, it's going to stink. Better talent, better resources, it'll still stink if you don't figure out what it is. If you're only better because you have better talent, then pay the talent and just get out of the way. Keep your ring.
Yeah, that's a good statement there. I mean, you know, I think when it's blatant like this, where you're just looking at, you're not even trying to compete, I have a problem with that. But I you see it all the time in the NFL. Now, sometimes it's predicated by salary cap, right? So look at the Patriots. You can't say the Patriots have been tanking the last couple of years. Them kind of playing hide and go seek with the salary cap, you know, for 20 years, which has been phenomenal, just came to a head because Tom Brady left, Julian Edelman retired, and Gronk is left. So all their great players are gone. So now you have some salary cap issues with less talent. But you have teams that, like when I played, like Cleveland and those guys, where, you know, they might not sign guys back, right? So, you know, they might say they have Derek Pearson and you are 26-year-old. You're in your prime. They can't say you're on your way out. You've done everything you need to do. You come in as 22. You've hit your benchmark, right? Oh, we can't afford you. Oh, here comes Austin. We're not going to afford it. But then we'll sign three dudes that can't play dead because we know that not having you guys, or we assume not having you guys, is such a hole. Then that sets us up to be in a better position to draft X player next year. That's tanking as well.
But that's also why the league allows it, because it sends young talent back into the pool and it allows good business people to make good decisions.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, oh, if you're terrible at your job, we have to make sure that, one, we benefit off of how bad you are. Two, we're not going to let you sink and stink the rest of the product.
Yeah, we're going to keep giving you a chance to uplift yourself.
Right? Like, and you can either get better, figure out a way. Like, they never tell them from a coaching standpoint, this is who you put out front. They let people be bad at business. The NBA is really good at letting bad organizations be bad. So is the NFL. Hey, you want to stink it up? Listen, we'll keep sending Kansas City to stomp a mud hole in you, and you'll get tired at some point, right? Like, listen, you're not going to be on TV. You got to listen to your fans all week.
Yeah.
Like, bad NFL programs.
Yeah, they ain't calling the league. Yeah, they ain't calling Roger.
Right, they're not calling the league. Listen, and what do they do? What do you do if you're a football fan of a bad organization? You go pay attention to good ones.
Yeah.
Like, because you want to know, just sit there and dream. Oh, man, maybe we'll get the next Patrick Mahomes, except you forget, it ain't coming for another 9 years. So guess what?
They'll get Matthew Mitchell Trubisky instead.
That's 100%. Like, yeah, just sitting in those meetings, Jay, I would imagine this is what I want to do next year, send you to the owners' meetings.
No.
Because to sit at the bar and listen to them talk about each other, they laugh at each other. Like, look, watch this. Because they know.
They just human, though. They just regular old dudes, man. I'm just telling you.
They've been picking the Pittsburgh Pirates. They've been picking. There's certain franchises that are minor league pro teams, and they're just farms for good organization to just drain. And it's like, oh, yeah, good job with Edelman. Thanks.
Right. Yeah. You know, the thing is, there's always an organization in each professional sport that I always say that house Hall of Famers, that's where they start. In baseball, it was the Montreal Expos.
Yes.
Yes. You can go up and down the list from Gary Carter to Big Cat to it's Hall of Famers.
Yeah. Randy Johnson, Pedro Martinez, everybody. Right.
Yeah. It's like you started the Expos and
Dawson Raines. Right. You literally had a factory.
Like, you could have had 10-year run. They could have been like the Edmonton Oilers back in the day, right? Mm-hmm. But then you go to football, right? I'd probably say Arizona Cardinals. I mean, you had like Simeon Rice and all them dudes, and you couldn't win. You trying to tell me that you got all them dudes that been down the Arizona Cardinals, individual players, and you couldn't get out of the cellar?
It was the St. Louis Cardinals.
Right, even before that.
Right.
Louis like Sharp, Green.
All of it, right?
Right. And then in the NBA, I saw this, and I should have sent it to you guys. I should have sent it to Austin. We definitely wanted to talk about it today, so now we get to do it, especially on the stream, is the Washington Wizards. Yeah. And it's the last 8 years. It might even be more than that. Every NBA champion has a Wizard connection in the finals. Mm-hmm. Every team, yep. Wizard connection. Yep. I mean, that's crazy. When you think about even Porzingis, was it Gardner or whatever for the Dallas? What's his
Gafford.
Name? Gafford on the Dallas.
Well, PJ Washington from Charlotte. It's
the thing. And
can you believe that? I mean, because
at some point, it's not a coincidence.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you got to think.
Well, think that Minnesota also was one of those farm teams, and until they figured out, well, wait a minute, we just have to keep them.
Yeah.
We just have
novel concept.
Yeah, like we just have to keep them.
Yeah.
And we won't suck.
Yeah. I mean, it's just crazy when you think about some of these organizations that are, I mean, I enjoyed the Bullets when I grew up, watching Bullets.
Yeah.
So I know how much basketball means to the DMV and the Washington, where actually my Aunt Judy used to work for the Bullets/Wizards, and she used to tell me stories about what they had to get Juwan. They had to break up Juwan Howard and Chris Webber. They like, listen, you two brothers need to 1, 2, 3 separate.
Well, they were so much so that they were going to go get Jalen.
Yeah, but they is like, you know what? This is too much going on in decent Chocolate City. But what I'm saying is, like, all the players that they have had, and you trying to tell me the best that you can get is Jordan Poole in free agency?
I've told you.
Otto Porter. Who played for the Wizards. I mean,
Kelly
for the Warriors.
Oubre, like, listen, we can go through all of the Washington teams in every sport.
Yeah.
And you understand why I say that while I am from D.C. and I root for my friends to be happy, right, that I am not a fan of the organizations as they currently operate because – they make a point to suck. They purposefully, like, I don't even understand sometimes because I was just back there and I went to a Nats game because I got married there and I wanted to be in the stadium with Becky for her family.
Right.
Otherwise, I didn't go see the Caps. I got the phone call from the Commanders. You still want your tickets? No, I don't. But second row VIP, like second row right behind the bench, DP. Let's go, like hey, free. No.
He said, "No, I'll watch it at home."
No, I'm listen. I like
I'll
me.
Catch, I'll catch the highlights.
I like me too much to ingest that kind of poison. on a daily basis. Listen,
man, I'm going to tell you what. Chicago Chicago Bears fans have it bad. Chicago Bears fans, they have it bad. They will tell you they got a lot of bad luck. They are miserable. But listen, if you could ever just sit in a D.C. barbershop, or like in my case, when my uncle used to bring over, like you have a bar, like people over at barbecue or whatever, and at that time they were the Redskins. When them Redskins fans come over, yo, I'm like, dang, you guys are miserable. Just let down after let down. They know, and it's like they got, it's like ground, they just keep going and seeing the same thing, watching the same
movie. Well, you know it though, right? Watch this. Well, you, we've seen the movie. We know the characters. What you're looking for constantly is something different, right? And it took two generational talents to turn.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You need reliable appliances to help you conquer the day. And Menards is the one-stop shop for huge savings on new energy-efficient appliances. We carry the largest in-stock selection, starting at low prices and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Upgrade today and save big money on new appliances right now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Turned Washington baseball
into
a thing. It took literally, actually took three.
Yeah.
One you got by accident because bad organizations let Max Scherzer go. And then you stunk for so bad that you could literally draft back to back. You did the Spurs. You drafted Steven Strasburg and Bryce Harper.
Yeah.
Now, to show that you didn't learn the lesson, you didn't keep it. Like, yeah. You stupid. Okay, fine. What am I supposed to do with you?
Yeah, keep going, man. Or go to Camden Yards.
That's what it is. That's literally what.
But the Orioles tanked, so DP's out on that.
Well, but that's, you know? Just it. I can root for my cousins in Baltimore because I know how much they love the Orioles and how much trash they had to go through. Mind you, they don't have hockey.
Yeah. They got the Ravens.
They got the Ravens, but they don't have basketball.
Yeah.
And they go through this with the University of Maryland, all the University of Maryland athletic programs. And the Nebraska fans can tell you that's a train wreck from across the country. So, yeah. Now you go, okay, all right, I'm rooting for Baltimore. I love the players. This current group of players, I can watch. Am I going in the closet to pull out my Reggie Jackson Orioles 9? No, not yet. They haven't earned it. Will I go in and pull out my Jim Palmer? No.
What about your 33 Eddie Murray?
They haven't earned Eddie. Eddie's the last one jersey out. Because Eddie was the one. Eddie didn't even like Earl Weaver. Eddie didn't like anybody.
Yeah.
So you bring out Eddie for World Series only. That's it. They make the World Series, then you'll hear the music. I'll put on fake sideburns and my afro, and I'll break out the 33.
Yeah, he was smooth too. He was smooth too, man.
Switch hitter.
Yeah, he was smooth. And, Eddie, no gloves.
And Eddie Murray was one of those people whose voice didn't match the man.
No.
Like, you expected Eddie to come with the boom.
Oh, no.
Not Eddie.
No, he had, like, it did a helium out of balloon.
Tenderoni.
Is Adam Jones an all-time Orioles starter?
Well, here's the thing.
That's a good question.
Here's the thing. The problem is that he competes with two-year Brady Anderson.
That's what I was just about to ask you.
And Brady for me, hit the 50. Brady, steroid Brady.
Yeah.
That's where it came down. It's either Brady or
and him. Brady was too good looking. Like, that was the other thing. Like, Brady Anderson, if he had had the run, would have been Bryce Harper. Because they had the look, the build, the style of play.
The pedigree.
But I am a Paul Blair guy. Mm. And Paul Blair was the smoothest center fielder I had ever seen. Paul Blair, I don't think he sweated in his 20 years in the league. Like, that dude covered the whole outfield, and he never sweated. I think that's kind of the lane.
Yeah. Well, that's a great question, though.
Right? That he's in the three conversation for center field. He's not – I mean, again, Reggie played right field. Ken Singleton, who, you know – one of the greatest switch hitters of all time, is the right fielder. That's kind of how it works. Frank Robinson is the left fielder, period.
Yeah.
Period. Like MVP, period. Mm-hmm. Done. Okay, cool. Center field, what do you want? And the offense is so good everywhere else. One, Brooks Robinson at third. Hey, Cal at short. Hey. Davey Johnson at second with 40 bombs. Hey, Eddie. Hey. Whatever else you have, center field, I need a go-getter, dude, because I got four pitchers who all won the Cy Young, and we can leave them alone.
Yeah.
On the same team.
Yeah.
Like, think about that.
Yeah.
Like, they had four 20-game winners in the same rotation. That rotation is second, third, all-time, Braves, Dodgers, that's it.
Real quick before we go to break, I want to ask you guys is it easier to turn around your franchise by, let's say, quote unquote, tanking in the NBA versus the MLB, and why? You know what I'm saying? I mean, obviously, there's less players, but you would think that if you're doing what the Orioles have done, what the Pittsburgh Pirates have done, it seems like forever, ever since they let Barry Bonds leave and got, you know, they had Andy Mantzlike and all those guys.
Never recovered.
That they would get it. They would find a way.
It's Pittsburgh.
You know, look, you've done it. To have Andy Van, just Bonds and Van Slyke.
Uh-huh.
And their young age.
Oh, and Bobby Bonilla.
Right, Bobby Bonilla, too. Those three.
Yeah.
You know that you have the formula, so you should be able to do something.
That was a Pittsburgh developed. They always developed.
Yeah. To let you go.
The problem was keeping them there. And the players that you're trying to keep there, listen, Roberto Clemente and Willie Stargell were drafted, and they stayed in the program because they didn't have a choice.
True.
Everybody else, the same bank deposits that you get in Pittsburgh, you can get and live in Miami.
Yeah. And that's because of the revenue sharing back then, Pittsburgh was a small market, so all you could do is develop.
And it's still a small market.
Right, but it's more revenue sharing now. That's what really hurt Montreal Expos. Being way up there in Canada, you couldn't afford to keep those guys.
Ask Kansas City how big city it is, how big market it is.
It is not.
Like Milwaukee is like, oh, wait. No, not the same.
Yeah.
Because the people that you need aren't middle of the country people.
No.
Right. And even the Twins, which is probably a bigger city than both Milwaukee and obviously Kansas City, they had trouble getting over the hump as far as keeping the stars that they developed. Because I always tell this story, and it's one of the best, it's coolest stories ever. I remember my cousin, OV, was working at the downtown Marriott in Minneapolis. And, you know, he loved it because he could, his son Elijah, they could, you know, get free rooms and go swim on the weekends. That was pretty cool. So I was coming in town after the season, you know, and, you know, we were going out to eat. He's like, man, I want you to come meet this dude, David Ortiz. Right. And I kept up with the Twins. You know, I knew Kirby Puckett and all the, you know, Dan Gladden, all those guys, and Chuck Knobloch before he went nuts. So I mean, I knew him very well.
Got the yips.
Well, he's got the he's crazy now. Yeah. But so you know, I go and meet him, and but I kept up with the Twins. I was like, oh yeah, David Ortiz. You know, you say, who's this David Ortiz dude? You know, back then, if you hit, I think 20 home runs, you were known as a power hitter. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, okay, you know, no big deal. I mean, he's good. He think he might have, you know, burst on the scene. I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. So I go meet him, talk to him a little bit. I mean, phenomenal dude. Mm-hmm. You know, he knew because he didn't have a lot of money, so he was staying at the Marriott a lot. You know. And so he's, and I was asking him, you know, what are you going to do? He's like, man, I'm trying to get Mr. Polad. He was the owner. He's like, all I want is $1 million a year. I stay here forever. Hey, I love Minnesota. I love it here. $1 million. He's like, I'm asking for $1 million. They were like, nah, goes to Boston, ends up being what, you know, he's a hero. That's the craziest thing ever.
So I mean,
this dude was like, I was begging to stay here.
Well,
stay
there. That's because value is implied. I knew him when he was in the minors at Salt Lake.
Yeah.
And he didn't have the expectation. He also didn't have the vision.
Sure.
Like, he was a bit naive.
Yeah.
About this, because he had seen a lot of guys like him not make it.
Yes,
that is. And that was the pitch and sell for the Twins back in the day. Right. Was, listen, if Herbie's here, and listen, if Herbie can't play, we have three guys that we can play at first base.
Yeah.
That'll keep this thing moving. We'll move Gaetti over. We can move Kirby over there. Yeah. Like, there's stuff that we can do. So his thinking was, I'm not really that important.
Yeah, I'm lucky I'm lucky to be here.
And he was really happy to meet his wife. So he was like, oh, I won. So I don't need much, right? I won $1 million. We fit in here in Minneapolis. I'll be happy to be here. Again, if I can meet her and survive in Salt Lake City, I can make this work in Minneapolis.
Right, exactly.
And then they was like, oh, and it's like, you let your girl go and you should find out she can do better than you.
Yeah.
Well, the Red Sox was like, hey, Poppy. Yeah.
Well, they kind of did that with Manny Ramirez too, but it was the Guardians at that point.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy that you think that you have these, like, you know, I guess I wouldn't say David Ortiz is a generational talent, but you know, you don't have to. That's why I'm asking you, like, about MLB versus basketball. And I know that, like, if you get LeBron, you instantly go. I mean, as we've seen it, you get a Jordan, you get a Kobe. Eventually, it's gonna work itself out. Wimby, they're eventually, Spurs are gonna be back in the playoff mix. You just know it. But it just seems like in baseball, you how do you go on these long runs?
Because you want, well, I would think,
you know what I'm saying? Like, you go on these runs in like 25 years. Like, when's the last time Pittsburgh been good? Just off the top
of
your head.
They made the playoffs in the early 2010s. They made Johnny Cueto drop the ball at PNC Park because he was spooked.
Okay.
They made the playoffs in 2015 or 16,
okay,
I think.
Okay, before that. So pre-2005. They have been garbage since Bobby Bonilla and them left.
It's a Doug Drayback.
This dude's a Doug. Hey, no, he's the dude. Right? You know what? It was Joe Mauer.
Smiley. And,
Joe. No, that's where he came from, right?
Yeah.
Murnau
came in Minnesota with Mauer. Mm-hmm.
But he came from Pittsburgh, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was the early trade.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yep. So that lets you know what
Pittsburgh had Morneau. They had Garrett Cole.
Right.
They got rid of for nothing. Right.
But that was, exactly. So that's
same for Detroit. Detroit, the Tigers.
But that's Detroit, though.
Well, but that's the thing that you had. Think about it. They had Smoltz, Scherzer, and a third ace, like a stud ace. And they wet the bed and let them get away.
Yep.
That's the same rotation.
Traded David Cone to the Yankees, for Pete's sake.
Right. Like, it was like they had the lineup. Atlanta, the Dodgers, the Yankees, the Red Sox are the main four that tend to find a way to accumulate arms, starting pitchers, because, again, if they dominate 60% of the ball, those are the ones.
Yeah.
Get three stud starters and a closer. Then you lucky into a young fourth and fifth starter.
Right.
You fill the mid-range bullpen with veterans, not young people, veterans. And then you hope that, oh, by the way, Manny Ramirez becomes Manny, or David Justice becomes David Justice.
Yeah.
You go and get
Chipper Jones becomes Chipper Jones.
Right. Like, you, like, every 3 years, you get a really good draft pick. They accumulate in the middle of your lineup. Around them, you put Jeff Blauser, who developed, or Glenn Hubbard, whoever, like whatever that is. And then you get lucky with a Pendleton, Chris Chambliss. Who else am I thinking?
Andrew Jones.
Right. There's Andrew Jones. Like you couldn't plan Andrew Jones.
Yeah.
You couldn't plan it. Yeah. So think about that. That you had Chipper and Andrew sitting there looking you in the face going, oh, we're your future? Cool. Very cool. That's baseball. Baseball is really, I mean, the Orioles, four really bad seasons led to four really big draft picks who sit in the core of your lineup. They've let too many pitchers go.
Probably. But to their credit, they hit on it. Because the Royals have done that same song and dance, but don't have near the success that Baltimore does.
Bad organizations, you know? Do bad organizations.
That's what I'm saying. So it perpetuates itself.
Yep.
It's a ball that once it starts rolling, it's hard to stop.
San Diego, another one. Yeah. You just go, man. Wow, you had everything. How did you not let that work?
Yeah. Yeah, over and over. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. But the Dodgers and Yankees are doing right now is almost unfair.
Well, it's not just the money. Like, they're smarter.
Oh.
It's the money and they're smarter.
Yeah. Like, how? Like, they have so much talent. Like, mm-hmm. Their second teams would also make the playoffs.
Right.
Pretty close, Jim.
Yeah. Yeah, well, they're definitely – you see it in football, but, you know, sooner or later you'll get a 2 or 3 year run, and then they usually get it. I mean, it's a little bit harder in football. But Arizona and Cleveland have – They've tried their hardest.
Because bad organizations in football go for pop. They go for quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Good organizations go with linemen.
Yeah.
Like we know that. Like we know that. And but bad organizations can't resist because they want their fans. They just can't resist dumbing down because they know, okay, the loud chirpers want.
You mean Brandon Whedon?
Sexy.
Brandon Whedon was.
Yeah.
It was,
you want then, sexy, then, right?
And Johnny Manziel?
Yeah. Like you got knuckleheads. But if you drafted linemen in those three drafts, it's a different organization. Yeah. Like, that's how the Niners got out of the pit.
Yeah.
That's how the Cowboys stay out of the pit. Like, that's just, like, it's really just a thing. But bad organizations work from panic rather than substance.
Yeah.
And it costs them in every single sport.
Yeah, man. That's a great segment. We're going to take a quick break, come back. We're going to talk about the 2025 College Football Hall of Fame nominees. You got Urbano Meyer on there, Nick Saban. Got some interesting names on there. So we'll go over the names and see who we think will get in. We're going to take a quick break. Jay Foreman, DP Austin. We'll be right back.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.